Grant had an opportunity in the initial encounter. The man who found the I Company drunk could have shot him on the spot. And nearly every man in the company interviewed by me said he wished it had been done. Many of them were at Company HQ when he was brought in, wearing pistols, but only one of them actually tried to kill the man, and he was being held back by four others. Almost every man in that room had killed. Their blood was up, their anger was deep and cold. But what stands out in the incident is not the pistol whippings and beatings, but the restraint. They had had enough of killing. Shortly after the incident, Captain Spears wrote a long letter to Sergeant Forrest Guth, who was in hospital in England, and who had written Spears expressing a fear that he would be transferred to another division. Spears liked Guth, thought he was a good soldier, and was appreciative of his ability to keep all his weapons in prime condition. He especially appreciated the way Guth could take a file and work on the tripper housing of an M1 and make it fully automatic. Winters got one of those Guth specials. He kept it, and when he set off for the Korean War, took it with him. Unfortunately, Guth cannot remember today how he did it. In his reply, Spears expressed another side of himself. It was a long, chatty letter about the doings of E Company since Guth went to the hospital, full of the kind of information Guth most wanted to hear. Lutz fell off a motorcycle and hurt his arm. Not seriously, though. Sergeant Talbert didn't like being first sergeant, so I gave him the second platoon. And Sergeant Lynch, second platoon, is first sergeant now. Sergeant Alley got drunk again and we had to bust him. Lieutenant Lipton is on furlough in Scotland and is very happy. I'm sweating out a furlough to England to see my wife and baby. Sergeant Powers was on his way home and the truck overturned and he fractured his skull and he is hospitalized. Sergeant Stroll, 3rd Platoon, is on his way home to the States. Chuck Grant got in the way of a bullet from a drunk American and his head is not too good. He is in a German hospital near here and is getting better. Sergeant Malarkey just came back from a long stretch in the hospital. Sergeant Reinhardt just came from the Riviera. McGrath won't take a furlough. He is saving his money. Spears gave Guth the details on the Bronze Star he was entitled to for participation in Normandy, Holland, and Belgium, and promised to inform him as soon as it came through. He added a postscript. Clark is armorer artificer just now, sent Burlingame back to his platoon. He couldn't keep your kraut generator going. We have regular electricity and hot water here in Austria. By the way, you can wear your presidential unit citation ribbon and an oak leaf cluster on it no matter what outfit you're in. You earned it with the 101st AB.